It's Monday, and I'm in the middle of the mountains. The air is fresh, and the sky is as blue as the sea's water. The sun is rising, and the first beams of light are appearing amongst the trees. The animals around me are waking up, and the pretty birds are flying low to look at the yellow flowers. In this world that only consists of silence and peace, I am sitting on a big stone as I tell my story to whoever is listening to me. Every morning, I say to life, I love you a lot. Thank you so much for everything you are teaching me these days. My friends, listen to me. You say that I am stupid for wanting to leave everything behind. I know you do not agree. But he who does not risk everything cannot win anything. Heroism means turning dreams into reality and ideas into action. We are responsible for our lives because we only have one. Breathing deeply, I open my eyes, get up and jump into the lake to swim. Later on, I light a fire and put my clothes in front of it to dry as I cook something for breakfast. This is how my days pass by. It is Tuesday, and I think, dear family, until today I have been selfish. You have always wanted to help me, especially you, dear sister. A friend of yours has told me that you have never forgotten me, even though everyone else has told you to avoid me. We have always had a very strong bond. I thank you for everything that you have done for me. Without you, I would not have this wonderful life now. Jessica and I would not be together. I would never have left my bachelor life, and my business partners would take up all my free time. But enough now. Jessica, allow me to stay a few more hours here, and then I will come. Little sis, trust me that many things are going to change. I promise you. Well, my friends, I can imagine that you are a bit lost at this moment. Rest easy. I'm going to tell you my story from the beginning, the one about my sister Ruby and how I found Jessica. I'm not going to lie to you, although it is not going to be easy to admit my mistakes. After this, you are going to know everything. Jessica, you are going to be the source of my motivation, and soon we are going to be together. It all began on the 3rd of March. Sister, it was a Wednesday when you called me. I was in a meeting and did not want to receive phone calls from anyone. But you insisted. You got angry with my assistants and they could not calm you down. Finally, they put you through to my telephone. But you did not say anything. You just cried and I started to sweat. I imagined how the tears fell on the ground and how you held your head between your hands. I felt like I could not stand it any longer when suddenly you broke the silence. Hi, how are you? I'm busy. How did you find my number? I asked you. The truth is, it was pure luck. You hid well. But one day, I discovered articles in the news about your scandals, and I found out where you lived.
What is going on? Why are you calling me?
I asked you angrily. I'm going to get married, and you have to come.
My God!
I yelled out loud. I had to leave the meeting. James, listen to me. The night you left, we escaped together through the window, and I took you to the station. We were standing on the steps when you promised to return someday and take me with you. Your words meant a lot to me. I believed you. But then you got on the train and disappeared forever. The police searched for you for half a year. Mum and Dad did not know what to do, and they blamed me. A cold wind blew through the office, and I felt it ripple over my skin. It was odd to hear her voice. It reminded me of my past. She continued almost without pausing. Please, the wedding is on May 28th, at noon. It is a Saturday. I am going to send you my new address. I will not accept excuses, she said, and hung up the telephone. I felt a sudden pain in my stomach. I ran to the bathroom, bent over the sink and vomited. Someone knocked on the door.
Excuse me, Mr. Carter. Are you all right? People are waiting for you.
What a bad day. Destiny had sent me a message to warn me on that afternoon. I had often dreamed of that conversation. In the beginning, my new job in the city had been difficult for me, and I missed my parents. 2 years ago, they had tried to contact me every Thursday, but I ignored them. That day in the office, for the first time, I regretted that I had never answered them.
Stop,
I said to myself as I banged the wall with my fist. I myself have chosen that path. We have never had money to buy anything, just to save. Today, I have it all, and no one can steal it from me now. The weeks went by quickly, and without really knowing why, I decided to go to the wedding. Very early on Friday, I went to the garage chose one of my luxury cars, and left whilst I was still mulling everything over.
Sister, your call shook me up quite a bit. But I'm not afraid, because I focus on what I want and ignore the rest. The key to my success is my belief that everything is possible. Champions know that it is not bad to make mistakes if one learns from them. You have to progress step by step. The most important thing is not to be the best today, but trying to be a little better than yesterday. When I arrived in the town, it was already night. I parked on the street on a corner across from a restaurant. There was still around 400 metres left to go, and I was counting down as I went towards your house. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here it is. I put the bag on my right side and rang the bell.
Who is it?
It's me, James.
When the door opened, I had to resist the urge to turn around and run away. But my legs were shaking so much that I couldn't even move.
Ruby, it only took a few seconds until you hugged me. But for me, these few moments of suffering were like an eternity. Finally, you asked me to come into the kitchen. Everything was very simple. The wooden plates, old forks, dull knives, small spoons and colourful plastic glasses. None of that bothered me. And we sat down to have the dinner that you and your husband had prepared. The meal was delicious, and I began to speak.
I'm relieved. I was afraid that we would only fight. But everything seems to be fine.
I hope that the others forgive me too, I said, and I asked you to tell me about the situation. Then you explained to me.
Maybe our parents do not know you have come. It is going to be a surprise, and I hope they will like it. Anyway, I advise you to be careful and patient, because it has been a long time. They might not be ready to see you, but do not forget that we are a family. Hey, do you want a glass of milk? I hope you are up for it. I suggest we go to bed soon, so we can rest. It's almost midnight.
I checked my watch and went to my room upstairs. Before sleeping, I brushed my teeth and washed my face. The next day, a noise woke me at 7:45. I took a shower and picked up my white shirt and my grey pants that were hanging on the chair and dressed myself. I saw a note downstairs in the kitchen. The rings are under the book on the table. Bring them to the ceremony about 45 minutes beforehand. How clever you are, I thought. Of course you could not have started without me. If I had arrived late, all of you would have hated me. If I had disappointed you at the last minute, you certainly would have been very sad, so I had to come. Everyone saw me when I came into the church, but no one greeted me, so I sat far away from the crowd.
"Hi, what are you doing here all alone?" said a soft voice near my ear. I turned to the left to see who it was, and saw a beautiful woman with green eyes, red lips, and a black dress. "You are Ruby's brother, aren't you?" she asked.
"How do you know that?" I asked, startled.
"Relax, handsome. I know your sister well, and you look very much alike."
I did not like the way she said it at all. I am the boss at my company and no one dares to treat me that way.
But at the party we talked endlessly. We drank a few glasses of beer and wine and danced like a couple of crazies. I had the feeling that I knew her all along.
Jessica, it was already Sunday and the party was about to end. You convinced me to look for a quiet place. We arrived at a park outside of town. I stopped the car and began to speak. Jessica, I will always be yours, and I want you to be mine. But before that, I have to get away from everything to clear my mind.
Where are you going to go?
I will stay in the forest for a few months this summer, like I did in my youth. The separation will be a test of our love, and later on we will continue together. Because of you, I understand that happiness does not come from outside. It is born within oneself. When I return, I will sell my company to start over again. What do you think? I asked you anxiously.
James, these 24 hours have been like a dream. Do not worry. You can take all the time you need until you are ready. I know that when a good opportunity arises, you have to seize it right away.
Yes, I will marry you, and together we will face life's challenges.
Your words made me so happy. I took you into my arms and we kissed under the stars.